Wow. One of my friends listened to the record for the first time the other day, and he was just kind of, you could tell he was a little bit uneasy. He was like, I don't know if you're going to like this, but, you know, what I was thinking of was, you guys kind of sound like the E Street Band, and I kind of lost it. I was like, that is the best
compliment
I could ever receive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
The Apache Relay has definitely spent a lot of time learning from Springsteen. Whether it's the stories from Nebraska or the swagger of the E Street Band, they've absorbed the boss and filtered it through the sounds of their hometown of Nashville. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. The Apache Relay met at Belmont University. The band was already together and out playing when singer-songwriter Michael Ford asked them to back him for a show. The chemistry was right, so they joined forces. Only a few of them have since had the time to finish school. For their 2009 debut, 1988, they brought on producer Doug Williams, who helped shape the Avett Brothers' sound. And for their new album, American Nomad, Nielsen Hubbard was at the controls for a set of roots rock that touches on soul and Appalachia at the same time. The band joined Elisa Ali in Studio A. She got to ask them about their cover of Springsteen's State Trooper.
Nebraska, the Bruce Springsteen album with State Trooper on it, was something that really influenced 1988. And so I heard State Trooper and I was like, man, this song is so rad. I would love to cover it. And it's interesting because on American Nomad, the first two songs tracked were American Nomad and State Trooper. And I think, you know, just as much as American Nomad kind of provided the backbone of our sound, State Trooper was something that, like, we all found our identity in with the new sound. It's kind of interesting to listen to that song with that mindset throughout the record, because that was a song where, I guess like I was saying, everyone really found their place, I feel like, on the record.
In the wee hours, oh, y'all, my mind gets hazy. Radio relay towers lead me to my baby. Radio's jammed up. They just talk till lose motivation. Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Mr. State Trooper.
I read that one of the songs that you originally wrote, the title track, mm-hmm. was written originally as a ballad, but then it turned into something completely different.
Yeah, that's really cool that you know that, actually. That's fascinating. That song was written. I was actually going to California with my parents that day, and I had this idea for a song, and it hit me, and we were packing up to leave, and I ran down to my basement. I was like, I have to flesh this idea out, because if I get hit with something like this, I just got to roll with it, you know? And so I ended up writing that song, and everyone was like freaking out trying to find me, but I was in a bathroom in the basement.
Where you work best.
Yeah. And I really liked the song, and, you know, once it was done, and I took it to Brett, and it was like, you know, I was playing it for him, and I think all of us were there, actually. And it was, it was very slow. It's kind of a ballad. And I could tell that, like, you know, the guys liked it, but Brett offered this recommendation of like, hey, like, what if we actually just try to make this thing like fast?
I see the sun, I see the stars again. I feel the air, I hear the scream of the wind. I'd ask everyone I know just where I am, but I don't care. I want to get lost, find myself and start again. Tear up the map, cause I don't need directions. I want to be free, I need some time to clear my head. If I can.
That was the Apache Relay playing live in Studio A. The title track from their new release, American Nomad, and their version of State Trooper. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.